seems like every time I get used to all the crazy things this world has to offer, I just get one more thing. Greetings, folks. You're listening to The Robbie Fox Show. I'm Robbie Fox here with a very unusual guest here in the studio. Frankly, the whole thing has been really surreal. Did you guys ever watch cartoons back in the day? I'm not talking about the new ones that sort of come and go. I'm talking about the hits of like 20 or 30 years back. Well, as it turns out, some of those cartoon characters ended up somehow being alive. Like, more than just drawings. You know, like Who Framed Roger Rabbit type thing. Here in the studio, we have Didgeridingo. He's one of the many side characters from the hit 90s TV show, Tazania. Welcome to the Robbie Fox Show, Didgeri.
Hi there, Robbie. And I need to make a correction. It's Tazmania.
My apologies. I've never actually seen the show.
Really? Not even a little?
No, I'm sorry. In fact, this is the first I've heard of it. It was mainly about the Tasmanian devil, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, old Taz got top billing to be sure. But there's something to be said for the charming scamp that was his lovable foil. I was also mentioned in the series opening theme song.
Not bad. But Didgeri, the real reason I am having you here today is the fact that you're a real live talking cartoon character. That's kind of blowing my mind, man.
Oh, Robbie, you're making me blush. Oh, it's really nothing too mind-blowing, as you say. As I see it, I was just drawn into a role that made me the famous dingo that I am today.
Seriously, I've never heard of you before.
Oh, come on. We had like 4 seasons. That's 65 episodes, Robbie. I was in 10 of those episodes and had a cameo in one of them. And I might also say that those 10 episodes are among the best you can find. Also, I think the one cameo episode was falling apart and they stuck me in there just to bring it out of the slump.
Fascinating. So you're actually alive, right?
It's available on Boomerang. I know. I rewatch the show twice a month.
Didgeri.
Yes, I'm really alive. Although it's not super easy being a living toon 25 years after my show ended. It's not been easy. Also, did you know that there are people out there that are horny for cartoons like moi? I say like moi because most of the porn art went Taz and his dad. And also, I'm part French.
I know something about that, sure.
I tried to get some porn content going with Taz one time, you know, to appeal to the toon pervs. He ended up biting my dick off. Ate it up and everything. First time I had a dick, too. Now I look like I did back when I was a star. And that got me thinking. Maybe there's a market for that sort of thing.
Having your dick eaten?
No. I mean, looking like this.
There's nothing there.
Exactly. It doesn't feel too bad to have it rubbed. In fact, I kind of like it. Wanna rub me, Robbie? I'll letcha.
Are you sure it's okay?
Yeah, nothing down there. Just fur.
Okay. How's that? Okay, I think I get what you're saying, Didgeri. I think you told me you are planning on starting a porn studio for toons with nothing between their legs.
Yeah, that's the plan. I still gotta get some of the old boys together again. I figure if they really need a dick, we can just have one drawn for them or something. We're all pen and ink, after all.
Fascinating. Well, best of luck to you. And what do you pervs at home think about cartoon porn? Is it your thing?
Remember, I can still suck dick. I'm not ashamed or anything. I'll work for cheap.
You've been listening to The Robbie Fox Show. We'll be back in 90 seconds with more thought-provoking content.